This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal and Joseph Umar are here to help me puzzle through a mystery. Some days ago, two warships, a converted tanker and a corvette, left Iranian waters, sailing into the Indian Ocean. And this is from a presentation of the Iranian Navy itself on television, on Twitter. You can find it. A man with a pointer, like a geography class, indicating a path of these two warships into the South Atlantic. Now, there's a dotted line that indicates that these two warships are headed to the Mediterranean. However, open speculation across a wide sphere of reporting, different kinds of reporters, suggests that these two warships may be headed for Caribbean waters. There is no evidence that we can cite from the Iranian TV. They're indicating a Mediterranean. However, there are anecdotes and there is circumstantial evidence. That's all we get here in the 21st century. On deck of the converted tanker are five or six fast attack boats, such as you've seen in video clips these last years of harassment of shipping in the Gulf by the IRGC, the Iranian specialists who have their own navy. Also, most recent report at U.S. Naval Institute News, Sam Lagrone, pointing out with satellite images that show these fast attack boats, pointing out that the converted oil tanker is very low in the water, very low, suggesting that it's loaded with fuel. What kind of fuel? The speculation is gasoline. Gasoline and fast attack ships and whatever else is on board, and the speculation includes drone technology, have no real goal in the Mediterranean. Plenty of gasoline. Don't need fast attack boats in the Mediterranean. It's filled with navies that can easily compete with fast attack boats. But, Joseph, I start with you because your wonderful report over these last days pulled it all together. There is no evidence that it's going to the Caribbean. However, the U.S. has warned not to. To your understanding, is the U.S. prepared to do more than warning Iran about sailing to Venezuela waters?
I think the U.S. has expressed tremendous amount of concern as to this new development and potential escalation by the Iranian regime. In fact, John, I authored, co-authored an article in the National Interest, just recently published, called A New Era for Iran's Ambitions in the Western Hemisphere. I co-authored this article with one of my colleagues, Ilan Berman, from the American Foreign Policy Council. And what Ilan and I do in this article is we explain kind of the strategic aspect of this potential voyage by the Iranian Navy. And there's two aspects, I think, that are very important for the Biden administration to understand about this. The first is that despite what we view on Iran or how our perspective is about Iran, Iran views themselves as a global player. They view themselves as what, quote unquote, they would call the center of the universe. And in that sense, they look to project their power abroad. So there's no greater opportunity and there's no greater ability to project your power abroad than to show that you can have a blue water navy. You can have naval vessels sail across the Atlantic and most likely would have to go to its most sympathetic and its top partner in the Western Hemisphere, which is the Venezuelan regime. The second lesson that I think is equally, if not more important, is that there's been a lot of misdiagnosis by many U.S. governments in the past, but most notably the Obama administration, to think that the Iranian project in the Western Hemisphere was a consequence of personality politics, meaning that it was just the Ahmadinejad and Chavez era. And then once Ahmadinejad left and once Chavez passed away, that relationship was on the decline. And what this shows is that not only was that relationship not on the decline, but that's been gradually and quietly building to be able to enter into this new era where Iran's going to have an active operational military presence in the Western Hemisphere. And so I am pretty sure that they're going to go to Venezuela. And that comes also from our sources on the ground in Venezuela that have told us much long ago that the Venezuelan Navy has been making preparations specifically for this moment. What's not known is exactly when they're going to arrive. I've been hearing everything from they're going to arrive later this month to they're going to arrive later in July. It's hard to tell because the Iranian, these Iranian warships have slowed down tremendously once they turn that corner and around the tip of Southern Africa.
Joseph, my concern here is, what do fast attack boats do in the Caribbean? How are your sources telling you that Venezuela can use these in a provocative fashion?
So this comes to the center point of why this is taking place. And I don't believe this is the end of this type of provocation. I think this is just the beginning, and that they're going to continually send more these kind of asymmetric naval capabilities to the Maduro regime. Now, the first part of this context, you have to understand that in the Caribbean, a lot of those maritime borders are disputed. The Maduro regime has disputed its maritime border with Guyana. It's disputed its maritime border with Colombia. The Ortega regime in Nicaragua disputes its maritime border with Colombia. And what this does is it sets all these gray zones in the water of the Caribbean to where these fast attack boats can start to monitor and maneuver and to create more confusion and potential chaos in the Caribbean waters. So I think that's the first part of this context. And the second part is, strategically, and I think folks in the U.S. military, folks in the Department of Defense and the Pentagon are starting to understand this now, but something that we've warned about for quite a while is over time, what the Iranian regime wants to do, along with its partners in Caracas, is to be able to place pressure on the commercial transfers that happen in the Panama Canal in much the same way they do in the Straits of Hormuz. Now, they're not there yet, and I don't think these fast attack boats are going to give them that capability, but that's the direction we're heading unless something's done to radically change this position of Iran in Latin America.
Joseph, final thought here. We just have a few seconds. Does the U.S. answer this with any a warship? Are you hearing talk about that? Just 15 seconds.
I'm not hearing anything about that. We do have a big training exercise in the Caribbean, in Guyana, which is next to Venezuela, that just started, and it's going to last until June 26th. So we do have naval vessels on the ocean, okay. But I'm not hearing about any specific deployment.
Joseph Umar, the Executive Director of Secure Free Society, Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of the Columbia Legislature. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.